change much for you with Bill coming in as coordinator and Paxton taking over as quarterback?
Nah. You know, my job's the same. Protect the quarterback, get first downs, get touchdowns. You know, I was getting a handoff from a quarterback that was, I don't know, 6'2", then another one from 6'7", and now 6'4". So I think it's, you know, they're good at the target. They'll find a spot.
CJ, you said Monday you kind of figure out what the offense would look like today. What'd you figure out?
Just some of the things that we're doing. I mean, we're pretty much doing some of the same stuff. We we got a little tweaks, little tinks and different things that we're doing, but pretty much some of the same terminology and things, so that's a good thing.
You were pretty upset after last game. How long do you focus on that? At what point do you move on to the next game?
I was over it, you know, Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning when I woke up. You know, in this business, you got to get over things quick, and, you know, as soon as I start preparing for Oakland last night, I was over and done with everything that happened. But Cincinnati, and I think it was like 350-something carries, and let's get to 400 carries before we put another one on the ground.
Does it make it difficult when you're having three different quarterbacks in the span of 5 weeks?
Not for me. I mean, I could see if I was running routes and being timing. I think that's a question for other positions, but not for us.
Do you expect the scheme to change much?
Maybe just a little bit. I mean, you know, you assume that he has his own ideas and philosophy, but not too much. I mean, at the end of the day, we're in week, 12? And, you know, we've been doing this since April. So to try to put a brand-new scheme in 1 week, that'd be tough.
What kind of resource will you be for Paxton when you're actually, you know, out there between the lines?
Just the same as I've been for Trevor and Brock, you know, if I understand, and seeing blitzes and seeing pressures and just trying to help him as much as I can and, but do my job, you know, to the best of my ability also.
It's obviously not the first time you've gone back and played in Oakland, but what does it mean for you to go back?
It's been good. I ain't played out there in some time now, so it feels good. It's going to feel good to be in the Bay Area, be back home in front of family and friends. And, you know, I got good history over there, so let's keep that history going.
Behind the scenes, how is Paxton different in terms of, like, study habits and the stuff we don't see out there?
Him actually, you know, pen and paper, picking up the book, you know, opening it up. Diving into it, asking more questions, you know, asking myself or Brock or DT, Manuel, more questions. Demanding how he sees things when it comes to receivers, you know, run your route like this. Hey, can you do this when you see this? So you can tell that the growth has been there, and, you know, we're excited for Paxton to have this opportunity.
How much did all those first-team reps that he got splitting time with Trevor help him now that he's going to get?
I think it helped tremendously, you know. In the time during training camp when they were battling for the job, he got to see some good looks from our defense. And, one thing I told him that, you know, it was crazy. I told him all the way back in September, you know, you're just one play away and you never know. And, you know, he was one play away. And now, you know, I told him everything that, you know, be back there with, you know, back at the time when Billy was the QB coach, be back there, you know, letting Billy know what the reads is and where the ball should go and what coverage it is. So, you know, be annoying, kind of how I was, be annoying. And, you know, he's done that, and he's ready now.
CJ, she'll be working tomorrow. Do you get a little sneak in some of your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Yeah, we'll get to eat. Typical Thanksgiving, man. Same thing you eat.
So nap by four?
Say it again.
So a nap by four?
Maybe by three. Depends how early I eat.
Okay, thank you, CJ.